Chapter 7. Beer and Tea. You can focus on thinking yourself into the other guy's shoes until the cows come home, but it's not going to do you a whole lot of good if he's actually wearing sandals. More to the point, what if he's got an entire shoe rack to choose from, and the pair you need is the one that's missing? There is a chicken and egg problem here, or more accurately, a sole and bootstrap one, and I'm not going to solve it by sitting in my office. Nor am I going to fix matters by hollering down the speaking tube at the gnomes buried in the stacks, not with just 2 delivery runs a day. On the other hand, if you go and actually look at the other guy's footprints, you might just find something new. And so, in a spirit of inquiry, I set out to burgle Angleton's office. Now, it just so happens that Angleton has officially been declared missing, and I am his assistant trainee T-boy. In a more paranoid working environment, I might just be under suspicion of having disappeared him myself. Perish the thought and pass the ammunition. But Angleton is reckoned to be sufficiently formidable that, well, let's say it's unlikely. Besides, we don't generally play politics with the kid gloves off. There are exceptions, such as the late and unlamented Bridget, but they're exactly that, exceptions. The hard fact is that all the real players can turn the game board into a smoking hole in the map, which generally forces them to tread lightly. Skulking past Iris's office window, I tiptoe around the coffee station and duck down the back staircase, through the fire doors, round the bend, down the fire escape stairs, and then pause outside the unmarked green metal door. I do not encounter anyone in the process, but you can never be sure. There are cameras, and there is internal security, and if you're really unlucky, there are the caretakers from the night shift. This is a security agency, after all. However slipshod and dustily eccentric it might appear at times, you should never take things for granted if you are perpetrating monkey business. I pull out the Necronomipod and fire it up. Happy fun icons glow at me. Safari, YouTube, horned skull, settings, bloody runes, messaging, elder sign. You know the interface. Bloody runes gets me into the ward detector, which is showing the usual options. I point the camera at the door and peer into the shiny screen. Sure enough, in addition to Angleton's trademark screaming mind, someone has ploddingly inscribed a Langford death parrot with a sympathetic link to a web stats counter so they can monitor how many intruders its head crashed from the comfort of their laptop. What a standard's coming to. I pause as a nasty thought strikes me, and I triple-check the doorframe, then the ceiling above the entrance, then the other side of the corridor, just